very pleased to have again with our third guest for this morning, and that's Pari J. Pari is part of the interesting event that's occurring tomorrow, 26th of November, here in Armidale, the Armidale Lake Services Memorial Club. And it's called the Multicultural Christian Christmas Event. And it sounds like it's a very, very interesting collection of performances and presentations, and also a very nice meal attached to as well. Well, good morning, Pari. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning.
Good morning, and so kind of you to have me come and represent our Multicultural Christian Committee to share this program with you.
Yeah. Well, now that we can celebrate Christmas in big groups of people, even though COVID hasn't gone away yet, but the reality is that this time last year or the year before, we wouldn't have been able to have this sort of event.
That's true.
Now, it's been in process for quite a long while. Can you tell me how this all got going?
Well, it's a group of Filipino friends and other nationalities got together, just a friendship group, and said we need to have some celebration for Christmas, and let's present God is Love, which is our theme for all nations of the world, and we got together to present that.
Yeah, and I know you contacted us quite a while ago, so the idea of it, you know, you were pretty serious about making sure that it was going to go ahead. What does it entail? It's scheduled for tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Armidale Lake Services Club, and it's based around a lot of performances from various groups within Armidale. It's all from Armidale people, local people, is that correct?
There's from Tamworth, the Aboriginal gospel singer, Uncle Lyle Kennedy. Uncle Lyle Kennedy. He's coming from Tamworth.
Yeah, okay.
And he was recommended by Pastor Rick Enrico, the Filipino pastor.
And so he's a gospel singer, is he?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And he's an elder of the nations.
Yeah. Mm. And looking at a lot of the other particular groups you have here, and Lyle's also going to do the Welcome to Country, I gather, as well.
We have someone doing the acknowledgement to country, Isabel Strutt. Isabel Strutt is doing acknowledgement to country.
Yeah. And with this, you've got a lot of artists from within the Armidale community who are performing tomorrow. Can you tell us about some of those people?
Oh, yes, certainly. There's about 15 countries represented. Maybe more, because in some groups I don't quite know where exactly they come from. But we have people from Bhutan and their dancers. And then we got Bhumi Patel, who is a beautiful Indian, North Indian singer. We got Priya Raj and the Bollywood group. They are from the Tandav School of Dance.
That'll be interesting. Is that a dance group or they?
That's a dance group, absolutely. Yeah. And we got Emily and Ebony from Liberia, and I'm not giving away that secret. They are going to dance. They're from Africa. And then we got Bibek and Deep Raj. They are from Nepal, and they're playing a very ancient instrument. It's a harmonium, and he's also a bhajan singer, a Buddhist bhajan singer kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's accompanied by a drummer as well, and his name is Dan Gunasekaran, and he's from Sri Lanka. And then we got the Filipino dancers, and they're a big group. And the St. Andrew singers, group of professional musicians with all their instruments.
The St. Andrew singers, aren't
they? Yes, they actually performed at the Hymn Fest not that long ago.
At the where?
At the Hymn Fest they had, yeah.
Yeah.
Then the Sisters and Brothers of Immaculata from the Catholic group.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Reynolds, our storyteller, is going to give us a beautiful story. No, Joy Joyce is also going to be accompanied by her sister, who's just arrived from the Philippines, to do a duo together. And that's another amazing item that they have in mind. Then we got the Thai community, and most people here might know Nina and the Nina who does the Thai food, and they are going to do a dance. Christian Sternbeck is our Aboriginal lovely person coming with his wife, Marilyn Munro, who is going to play the didgeridoo,
okay,
the idiaki they call it. And then we got Louis Fogetti and Naomi Miller, two little children, who are going to sing along with the Sisters and Brothers of Immaculata. So it's kind of a lovely mixed group. We got Neil Horton, as you mentioned, and Sarah McNeil.
Neil and Sarah singing, obviously.
Sarah is going to play the grand piano, hopefully,
right. Yeah.
Which the Ex Services has kindly allowed us to use, which is going to be grand, and their singing will be grand. And we got Pete Stanley, who is well known in Armadale.
Pete
is going to be there. He performed at the Black Gully concert not that long ago. So, it's a great bunch of people, and most of them are my friends actually now. And I thank God for all of them.
And how were you able to put all this together? This is a huge amount of organization. I assume you wouldn't have done it all on your own.
Oh, certainly not. I'm representing my committee, who has disappeared and put me on the hot seat here with you, Peter. I'm doing the honors for about 12 of us, maybe about 12 of us on the committee.
Yeah.
And the committee's kind of just evolved. People say, oh, I like to come and help. And it just, and we had auditioning. And I really want to thank the couple who have held it at their home to audition at their house. Beth Leverinto, and the husband is Julio. Mm-hmm. And Julio himself is a musician in his own right.
Right.
So it's quite a variety of people, and I hope I haven't left anybody out in my statement here.
I've got a very big list on the poster that's around the town at the moment, and you managed to cover just about everybody that was on that, what I can see. But the whole idea is to be able to celebrate it as a Christmas, in the Christmas spirit of togetherness, and bring all cultures represented within this town together, so that people can actually see just what a great and very diverse community we have.
Yeah, very rich, diverse, and beautifully lot of love and respect, working collaboratively, celebrating our differences, and coming together in peace and harmony, which is what it's all about. Is God is love. That's our theme for 1 John 4:8. And everybody's coming under that agreement. And it's been just absolutely beautiful. It's very cohesive group. We are all from various faiths and beliefs and worldviews and origins and backgrounds.
Yes.
And some of us never had a Christmas. So this is just a beautiful celebration together.
And everybody's obviously been very keen to be involved in it, by the sound of it.
Oh, more than I can say, you know. Everybody wants to audition, and everybody did so well, and they really shone amazing. And we also had a dress rehearsal at the Ex Services as a prelude to tomorrow. So we got a lot of good surprises for everybody there. In the program itself, Peter. So
yeah,
it's been going to be good.
Now, I gather tickets are still available. Is that correct?
That's correct. Even though it says we have to get tickets by the 20th, that's because of looking at dietary needs and food, and we had to make sure we're getting that correct. We are still taking tickets right up to the day, till tomorrow, and even at the door we might have, but we prefer people to go to the
Coorong Bookshop. So the Coorong Bookshop, where can they find that?
The Coorong Bookstore is located at Rasdon Street, just opposite the town, Armidale City Town Hall.
Right.
They are going to take cash, and they also take down what foods and preferences you have and stuff like that. We're also looking at COVID safety at this venue, as you are well aware. So that's another thing. So we will be looking at all those precautions because
So when's the Coorong Bookshop open to be able to today and tomorrow? Is it open tomorrow morning?
That's correct. It's open till 12 tomorrow from 9 to 12.
9 to 12. So people can go and get their tickets there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or they can take their chances, but can I guarantee that there'll be tickets on sale at the door if there's any left over? Is that how you work it?
That's correct. And we're catering for more, trying to cater for more than what we so we want to be generous in this.
Yeah, you're looking at least 300 people. Have you had a good response so far?
So far we are about 200 and some number. I'm not quite sure, but 230, roughly 230.
I think given this time of the year being so, people being so busy and committed and you've got something going on everywhere around
the
town, that's quite a good response and may well be in the next day that, you may, once you've sold all those tickets, you can't get back, can't get in, obviously.
Well, we're not going to send anybody away, Peter. We'll find food for them and we'll make space for them. But that was sort of a little cut off, like to have some limit to the numbers.
Well, of course, there's a limit in the club. And it sounds like a great, really great performance and you've really had a potentially a very big response to it. In terms of getting the idea of what Christmas is about, is people having a good time together, no matter who they are and what their cultures are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we got some lovely Aussies as well. I better mention that too.
Big fun.
A lot of Aussies as well.
Oh, yes. And I think the whole idea is just with Armidale, it's really a great opportunity to celebrate that diversity we have in this town. As I said, in terms of cultures and religions, were apparently one of the most diverse towns in New South Wales, if not Australia, regional centres. So it's a great idea that you've come up with, and it sounds like it's going to be a very big success.
Thank you. I hope so, and I'm certainly trusting God for this. Thank you, Pete.
Okay, well, just again to let the people out there listening know that this great collection of people, I think there's 30 performers, is there? About 30 performers?
More than that. The total of, when you look at all the different groups, there are about 60-something.
How many?
About 60.
60. And putting on about 30 performances, I think it was.
Oh, that's performances would be about much less than that.
And certainly, you go along at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. You're not going to be not going to find it too hard to find something to listen to that you're going to like and observe. And the ranges of dances and musical performances you have, it sounds like it'll be a great night. And I wish you all the best with it. And I think a great idea and a germ of an idea that you come up with, it seems like it's going to be very successful.
Thank you, Peter, and thank you, listeners out there. Hope to see y'all.
Okay.
God bless you.
Yeah, so thank you. Coorong Bookshop, what time's it closed today?
Today at 5.
Right. Yeah. Coorong Bookshop in Rasdon Street, Armidale, opposite the town hall, is that correct? If you go in there till 5 o'clock this afternoon, you can get tickets, or between 9 and 12 o'clock tomorrow. If you miss out, or you can't get there at that time, you can take chances and see if there's any tickets at the door, which, the program starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Armidale Lake Services Club. And it's a multicultural Christian Christmas event. And, if you heard Pari talk about the range of people there, you'll know it'll be a very interesting night. With some great food.
That's right. It's pretty cool.
Okay, I've been speaking to Pari Jay from the Multicultural Christian Christmas event. All the best for it, and I hope it goes well.
Yeah, thank you, and God bless you guys.